Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. We got Barry's Verluga from the Washington Post columnist joining us in 20 minutes. We'll talk about the Alex Smith fallout. We've been talking about free agency for the last hour. So why don't we open up the entertainment page, switch gears. EP brought to you by Wave Soda. Wave Soda's awesome. Super simple, just bubbly water with a splash of real juice, a little caffeine. It's unsweetened, so no stevia or artificial sweeteners. Just a clean finish with only 2 to 6 grams of sugar and 15 to 25 calories per can. Enter the code JUNKIES for 15% off at wavesoda.com.
All right, boys. I saw this story yesterday and this blew my mind. Alec Baldwin and his wife, Hilaria, who just a few months ago, there was some, I remember the big controversy about whether she was in fact, what, like from Spain or not, right, or wherever the hell it was.
Yeah, she sported a phony accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's doing a fake accent bit.
But, I mean, I don't even know why people care. I don't know why she would care. But
so is she, nevertheless, or isn't she from Spain?
She apparently lived there for a while.
She lived there claiming some. Her parents may live there now.
Yeah.
I think she's butt American. She's more American than you for the most part.
Yeah, I mean,
she's
people grew up with her, went to high school with her, and they're like, she didn't talk like that.
Like, what is she talking
about? But who knows?
Right.
I mean, whatever. Either way, they just announced that they had their sixth child together. Now, they just had their fifth child 6 months ago. So I'm trying to do the crazy math in my brain, and I think they must have used a surrogate or something, right? That's the only way it possibly makes sense.
Right. And she was way early. I mean,
they have a picture of her with the baby. I don't think if she was 6 months, you know, 3 months premature or 5 months premature. I mean, you know, I don't think the baby would be with all the other kids. Like, it would be like prenatal care or something.
Dude, he's up there, man. He's pretty prolific. Is Haley Baldwin
super prolific?
The one that's married to Bieber, is that his kid or is that one of the other Baldwins?
I think that's Stephen Baldwin's kid.
That's Stephen. Okay. No, his other kid is that Ireland, that one he called a fat pig, remember?
Yeah, right.
He's just grilling her on the phone.
But he has
so
older
he's
kids.
Actually got seven. He's got seven total. He's got one with Kim Basinger, or Basinger, however you say her name. Mm-hmm. And then he's got six with Hilaria.
Wow.
Can someone buy that dude a box of condoms or snip him?
He takes
already?
That Catholic thing really seriously, man.
Is he? That's what I'm wondering. Is he just super Catholic, Cage?
I think he's like super duper Catholic, yeah.
So he's just going to let it rip? He's just going to let it rip?
He lets it rip, yes.
Do they still live in the city? Do they still live in New York? I think they do.
I think they have several homes because I've seen before where Alec was like staying like in the Hamptons and the other was maybe in the city or vice versa because they were like quarantining separately.
You guys watched, I'm kind of ashamed to admit it. Now, I don't think I've ever watched a full show of it, but I kind of like it. He hosts the Match Game, right? They brought back all these old game shows.
Yep.
And whenever I watch it, I kind of like it. I know Don and Mike used to do the Match Game.
Yeah.
It's a good format. And so it's, you know, he's whatever. He's a fine host. But they usually
have
like comedians.
I don't know if I've done a whole episode of it, but I've spent some time. Yeah, I like game shows.
It's not bad.
The game show hosting gig is shockingly much desired by celebrities because it's a consistent paycheck.
Yep. Yep.
You can knock out, you know, four or five in a day, right? So maybe in 2 days you can knock out like a month's worth or something. You know what I mean? You could do 10 or 20 episodes pretty quickly.
And if it's a hit, it goes on in perpetuity. It just keeps, you're printing money.
But he's been doing it. I just looked on Wiki. He's been doing it for 5 years, the Match Game.
Right.
Well, why wouldn't you? If they keep paying you to show up and do it, and it's not a lot of work, of course you would
do
it.
I mean, look at Wheel of Fortune. You know how much money they've made?
So much.
Right.
Look how much Drew Carey's made after stepping in for Bob Barker. And The Price is Right.
It is a great gig,
I think,
you're right.
Speaking of Wheel of Fortune, I happened to stumble onto it because that's actually a show that I'm not horrific at. Like, I could get a few of them. But it's still even hard for me. Vanna White is like, how old is Vanna White now?
She's got to be in her 70s, right?
Mid-60s,
she's
got to
be
maybe?
Like mid-60s. She's had an unbelievable career.
She
an unbelievable career. I mean,
not bad for mid-60s.
You know who doesn't look bad now you're going to assault me because my wife has a crush on her. She got the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Golden Globes. Jane Fonda is like 83, doesn't have any wrinkles.
Well,
or she has incredible makeup.
She's had some work done.
You'll never guess.
Botox injections. Yeah, 83, you have so many wrinkles.
You'll never guess how much Vanna White makes a year.
Ooh. I'd like to guess.
I'm
going to
say $5 million a year.
Ooh, I'm going to guess more than that. She's been there forever. $15.5 million per year.
Good God. Does she really?
I'm just
turning guessing. Letters?
I'm saying $5 million a year.
$10 million a year to turn over letters.
Wow.
Wow.
That is a great gig.
Yeah.
She's 64.
She's been married a couple times, though, right? Well,
I'm not sure. But I know, like, if she was ever replaced, then she could just, like, sue the company and say, well, this is ageist.
Right.
Probably.
Right?
Sue everybody.
She's locked into that gig
until she donks off.
Yeah, until, you know. She's
she
gonna
could
have
be Betty White.
She's going to have a wheelchair.
Until the show goes away.
Yeah.
And she's going to be turning
a Wheel
letters.
Of Fortune chair?
Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't it? Well, don't they not even have to turn it over anymore?
Yeah, she just goes and puts her hand
over
it.
Yeah, she puts her hand and it blinks and whatever.
I mean, it was a harder job when you had to turn it over.
Right. Because if she got replaced with a young silly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She was just
imagine if Paige
Spiernak
did that. Why don't they replace her with Paige?
That's
you don't have to pay her $10 million either.
Yeah, Paige would do that for less, I'm sure. Speaking of game show hosts, I believe I'm not certain, but I believe that Snoop. I know he's hosted a game show before, like Card Sharks or something.
Yeah,
he may still host it, but apparently he's gone viral recently because he introduced his grandson. To the world, Cakes.
Really?
Snoop as a grand.
How old Snoop?
He's probably 50. He's like
50.
1 or 2 years older than us. He's probably in his early 50s.
Story. I saw that Snoop, he plays Madden, and he does it on Twitch. He apparently left his live feed up for like 7 hours.
Oh, no.
I don't know if anything embarrassing happened, but I saw that story.
You know what? Snoop's not even 50. He's 49.
We're really? Older than Snoop?
He
I think
older
he's
than
a
Snoop.
Year or two older than us.
He looks older.
So his little Zion is his grandkid. He is the son of his oldest son, Cord Broadus.
Big Zion's going to put up a double-double the next time he plays. That I do know. That I can guarantee.
And I don't know. He introduced him to the world. And he looks like he's about 4 or 5 years old. So he's been a grandpa for a few years now, Cakes. Who's going to be the first Junk's grandpa? It's got to be Cakes, right? Cakes got the oldest.
You never know.
How old is your boy now? 23.
He turns 24 next month.
Stevie's going on a lot of dates from what I hear.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you never know. But I'm going to bet on Cakes because Cakes had kids when he was like 25, 26 or whatever, pretty young.
Yeah. I got out ahead of the game.
Just Kurt based will on probably the odds, do.
Although
yeah.
Kurt's going to school, you know, med school. That's not a lot of
so
time
much
to
studying.
Raise a,
so
raise
busy.
A kid. But
he'll find a way to get it in.
Might be a bad bet.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Might be a bad bet. Woo. All right. What else is out there?
But I'll be older than Snoop Dogg when he was a granddad.
Yes, you will.
I don't think it was that bad. I mean, his son, Court, is like 26. So what, he had a kid at like 23? What's the big deal? There's no big deal in that.
I'm not saying it's a big deal, but it's a big deal only in the sense that Snoop is only 49.
When you're not 50,
so Snoop was a grandpa at 46.
Yeah.
That, you don't think that's a little unusual? It's a little unusual, Drab.
It is.
I know you think 46 is butt old. 46. He's catching 46 up. Is
most,
silly.
Most 46-year-olds are not grandparents.
It's, I'm pretty right. sure my parents were grandparents at about 47, somewhere around there.
Well, that's young. I would say the average grandparent, I'm going to say probably late 50s.
Yeah.
Where it starts. Like average.
Yeah, mid to late 50s. I mean, probably makes sense. Seems yeah. about right.
So that's all. That just
I hope I'm not
me.
A grandparent until I'm 58, 59.
I mean, once you're a
maybe,
grandparent.
Maybe
then,
62.
Then
I hope
literally
I'm alive.
All you're doing is just searching for coffins every
I hope
day,
I'm
right?
alive at 59.
Just want to be yeah. alive. Just want to make it to the 60s.
I mean, what's next after having grandkids? The dirt nap.
Great grandkids.
Great grandkids. Great grandkids. Nobody's having great grandkids here.
Well, you're I mean, none of our parents that are alive have them, but it's not a stretch for your mom to have a great grandkid.
It's
in
a grasper.
Years.
It's a grasper by JP.
Yeah, I mean, it's a grasper. It's probably a grasper. My mom will be alive in 5 years.
You got to be in your 80s, late 80s, early 90s to be a great grandparent.
If you're a great grandparent any earlier, that's a show.
Correct.
All right.
Hey, but you could be Alec Baldwin and be a first time pops at 62. Forever
yeah, that's insane. What I guess he's just going to sling it and he's going to let it rip.
Although my grandfather, I mean, you knew my grandfather. He was 61 when my Uncle Carlos was born.
Right. Well, but Alec is older than that, isn't he?
I think a year or two older. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Drab, I'm sure you're interested in this. Seth Rogen is bringing his weed company, Houseplant, to the United States. It's a Canadian business co-founded by Seth Rogen, and they'll roll out their products in California stores next week.
I saw look this out story. It was a big nothing burger to me. Like, he was hyping up like he had this passionate project he was working on for 10 years. I saw on, yep. on you know Twitter, and then he put out he has a weed company. Well, who doesn't have a weed company?
I know they're everywhere. There's one in my neighborhood.
I wish I had one.
I pulled up to get sushi a few weeks ago, and it's right now, it's like two doors down from the weed dispensary. And I parked closer to the weed place. They came out right to my window like, are you here for cannabis? I said, no. I'm here for some nigiri sushi. Okay,
did you think about it, though, Cakes?
I was like, a little intrigued. But no, I'm not here for your fine product. I'm here for the Japanese cuisine.
Now, in Maryland, I'm not even sure the rules. In Maryland, is it still medicinal?
Medicinal, yes.
Because Virginia passed recreation.
I'm sure it's really hard to get a medicinal script, too, in Maryland.
Eric.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I'm telling you, almost every celebrity that you would think smokes weed has, I think, Williams. Martha Stewart has a weed company. Jim Belushi has a weed company.
Correct.
By the way, I'm ready to start pimping cannabis-related products if there are any potential advertisers out there. This is your guy.
We have the sports gaming boom. How come we don't have, like, a weed? We probably should.
It might be coming. It might be coming.
Are there no radio ads yet for that?
You have to use the product,
I don't think
though.
It's federally.
You got to use the product you endorse.
I think the closest you get is the what's in every product now? The why am I sleeping on the name? It's marijuana related, but it's not
CBD.
CBD.
CBD stuff.
Let's start doing CBD, baby.
Well, I've always pitched that since
yeah, you're a CBD guy, right?
Well, since weed is legal in DC, that you guys instead of doing a drinking show, you guys should do a smoking show during the holidays.
Yeah, I just don't want to.
I'd be on the floor.
I just don't want to do that for my kids. I don't want to.
It's a PSA.
I took one gummy in Pebble Beach, and I thought I was going to have a heart attack. And it was only like a 5 milligram. I just did not feel right.
Oh,
and my boys are popping 3 and 4 at a time. I'm like, what are you
weed
doing?
Gummies. Me and Valdez would pop 20 in our mouth at a time. We'd go straight to the
gummy
hospital.
Bears.
Oh, you'd love
them. If they
so much.
Taste like regular gummies, I would be in trouble. I'd end up in the hospital. I can't eat like one gummy.
It tastes like a grape gummy.
Yeah.
Tummy would hurt so bad.
Right. I would be in trouble.
You got gummy tummy.
And my head
hurts.
My head was spinning like a top.
Sure I will say this. If you're in the investment game, I don't want to mention the name, so don't mention the name. You guys all know the guy. But my buddy is one of the founders of a massive weed company, Cresco Labs. And there was an article you guys always read.
Think I don't own stock in Cresco?
Yeah. You know Motley Fool? You guys always read Motley Fool, right?
JMO works for Fool.com. Jason Moser.
They wrote an article, Cakes, two or three weeks ago.
Yeah.
And the headline was, now I disagree with the headline, but the headline was, forget Bitcoin, Cresco Labs is a better investment. That was
the
headline.
I'm more invested in Cresco than I do in Cresco.
That's a weed company to invest in.
Yeah.
We open up the show talking about Alex Smith and Washington moving on from Alex Smith. We'll talk to Barry Zwolega, columnist for the Washington Post, about that next and impending free agency. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Join us right now from the Washington Post is our pal Barry Zwolega. He joins us on our guest hotline brought to you by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Barry, you wrote about Alex Smith's comeback. It was heroic and yet ultimately irrelevant to the future of this team. What's going on?
Not much, guys. I think you got to agree, right? I mean, who was excited about the prospect, even after all Alex had been through and shown us and you know, kind of the best story of the year? Who was excited about the prospect of Alex Smith being the starting quarterback for 16 games in 2021? I just don't see it. Maybe you guys disagree, but I just didn't see that being a solution.
Nobody disagrees. Totally agree. Here. I think 32 teams would love to have him as a backup to compete for a backup spot, but you just can't rely on him as your starter at this point with the injury history, his age, and what appears to be deteriorating play.
Yeah, and I think the thing that kind of seals it for me, so the people who are in Smith's corner obviously point to the record, and that is amazing. I mean, he's 5-1 as a starter, and you know, I think 11-5 in his tenure, you know, spanning back to 2018. So he does things correctly, and that's ultimately what Ron Rivera said was he benched Haskins because Haskins was not doing things correctly. Smith winds up with the job, and does, you know, gets them in the right look and gets them in the right play. He can't make all the plays, but he gets them in the right position. So all of that is true, but I think that the thing that kind of seals it for me is he has what everybody thought was a minor calf injury in week 14. Mm-hmm. It costs him two starts, and then he's in the Philadelphia game at the end that they have to win to make the playoffs and win the division. And it's like I mean, he did everything he had to do. They won the game. But that second half, it was like you were waiting for him to break. And then ultimately, that same injury that was supposed to be minor cost him the start in the playoff game. So I just don't think a team that is still in developmental mode can have what probably would end up being a week-to-week situation at quarterback, not knowing if that guy was going to be physically able to endure 16 games.
And you know what's interesting about it, Barry, is you wrote about it. I don't quote me on the games, but something, you know, like he had something like 81 games or whatever with San Francisco and had his own sort of tenure there, and he had like 81 starts or whatever it was with Kansas City, and more success there. But then, you know, moved on when Mahomes became the guy. Here he's had arguably as good a comeback as we've ever seen in the history of sports, certainly in our lifetime, and yet it's almost like, this is me talking now, it's almost like when Reggie Jackson played for the Orioles. Like, you don't remember that. You remember he played for the Oakland, and he played for the Yankees, and that's where his legacy was made. But, oh, yeah, he did play for a year in Oakland, and he wrapped up or whatever and played in California. But that's kind of how it's going to feel, I think, with Alex, right? You're going to almost forget this tenure.
Yeah, I mean, what you'll remember is that he made this comeback, and when he made the comeback, he happened to be wearing a Washington uniform, but it doesn't feel to me like a Washington story. Like, Joe Theismann was a Washington football player his entire career. He won a Super Bowl. He was the incumbent quarterback, and when his career ended on the Lawrence Taylor hit, he was going to be, I mean, he's still, you know, a voice in this town. Alex Smith, by comparison, was a drifter here. I mean, when they traded for him after Cousins left and then they signed him to the extension, it felt like, oh, wow, maybe there will be some stability and he's a veteran. He can, you know, but it didn't work out that way because of the injury. He played only half a season in 18, missed obviously all of 19, and then had the comeback. I think people will think of him about overcoming the injury, but the fact that he did it with Washington is almost secondary. It's like a national story that happened to occur with the team that we follow most closely.
Mm-hmm. So where do you think they go then, Barry? So let's, you know, obviously this is a breakup that had to happen. They'll have some cap room. We know that they've tried to kick the tires on everybody, right? Stafford, they know that they've called even Seattle about Russell. Why not? They've called the Texans. Presumably none of those guys they're going to get. So who are they ultimately going to target?
Well, I mean, that's the big question, right? I mean, and that's the question that it's just amazing. Like, we could play recordings of conversations you guys have had with me or with mm-hmm. thousands of other people going back 10 years. Like, what's Washington going to do at quarterback? Jason Campbell's not the answer, you know, John Beck's not the answer, whatever. The list is like long and quite undistinguished. I'm not fired up about any of the free agents, really. I think the long-term solutions are those trade targets, but they're going to cost you half your team or half your draft picks or whatever. I wonder about the draft. I wonder what they think there. I wonder if that is, you know, for Rivera, who has kind of said he's in development mode but also win now mode simultaneously, I just don't know if like a draft is that what he thinks is perfect for this team that has a defense that is ready to win right now. I'm not sure that kind of marries up. I like the aggressive pursuit of trade candidates, but man, I mean, you're talking about quite a haul in return. So I just don't see an easy and obvious answer. Even though I think that moving on from Smith was the right thing to do, I don't see them finding their long-term solution this offseason, if that makes any sense.
I wonder what Rivera thought before he took the job, because he knew Haskins was here. There's no way he thought that Smith would be ready to go. Okay, he brought in Kyle Allen, but so you take the job, let's just say it's a 5-year deal. Okay, so is Haskins going to be my guy? Is he telling himself, okay, Haskins is going to be my future. That's how I'm going to get to a Super Bowl. I wonder what he was thinking And now he's in a totally different situation, right? Because and who knows what kind of names they're tossing around behind closed doors. But I would love to know what his mindset was before taking the job or once he took the job as compared to what it is now. I mean, it's just crazy.
I can't imagine, Jason, that he thought that Haskins would be as bad as he was.
Maybe not.
You know, that he could have been like, you know, he didn't really impress me in the draft for whatever reason, but somebody took him with the 15th pick. Like, and then, you know, as we learned, he couldn't do all the things that Alex Smith could do, which is get them in the right play, make the right decision, just basic stuff. I mean, that's why you cut the guy, right? I mean, so there must have been some sort of assessment of, okay, this guy is a first-round pick. He's got to be worth something, and I can build around that as long as he can do the job in the correct way. So maybe that was the setback. But it is the thing that I can't escape is, you know, how does this franchise just eternally end up looking for a quarterback? Even at, you know, the most stable time at that position over the last 20 years has probably Kirk Cousins' 4 years as a starter. And even then, it was a week-to-week referendum on,
right,
can he do it in crunch time? Is he a winner? Does he throw the pick at the wrong time? He has to protect the ball. He fumbles too much. You know, there were two camps arguing for and against him. And it did, even though if you look at the statistics, it looks like a stable period. They drafted and developed this guy, and he was the starter for those 4 years. If we go back and replay the tapes of what it sounded like week to week, it was not stable at all. People were all over the map on what their opinions were. So it's just amazing to me that this franchise just is eternally in this position of wonder. It's the most important position in sports, and they never can find the right answer over years and years and years.
Yeah, I'm wondering, and we've thrown this name out there, and I don't think he's any. I don't think he's good now. Okay, but maybe if Rivera is kind of missing out on guys that he's wanted and targeted, maybe he goes out just as a bridge and goes back to the guy he knows who got him to a Super Bowl, and brings in a Cam just as a bridge for a year, and that way you got your veteran. He can run. He can still run. He can't throw like he used to, but you draft someone and kind of sit him behind Cam for a year. I don't know. I'm just throwing out a name because maybe it's Trubisky. Maybe it's Fitzpatrick. Maybe it's Bridgewater. I don't know, but maybe it's Jameis. I don't know.
It's definitely worth throwing out that name just because the head coach and the guy who's making all the football decisions here drafted him, you know, first in the overall and did go to a Super Bowl with him. The running stuff is still there with Cam, and that's kind of exciting. It just doesn't seem like the arm strength is there. And I think he had 10 picks and 8 touchdown passes last year, I think. Yeah. That's just off the top of my head. I think, yeah. And then Jameis, this is why I'm not excited about the free agents. And also, I think you used a key term there, you know, bridge. Like, this franchise is built on bridge quarterbacks at this point, you know, like a bridge to what? But Winston is like a turnover machine, which you don't want to. I think if you're looking at what this team would need in a bridge, it would be more of a game manager, something that someone who can keep, you know, the defense is going to win games if that's what you're going with. And you don't want to put the defenses in a position where they're having to be on the field more because you're turning it over all the time. So I don't know. I mean, Teddy Bridgewater, he's, you know, competent, but again, if they sign Teddy Bridgewater or Jameis Winston or Cam Newton, we're going to go into camp saying, okay, they've got this guy for this year, but what do you think they're going to do for the future? You know, it's going to kick the can down the road again, which is really what they've done for 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, they got to have a plan. I would say that if you're going to have that guy, you have to draft someone. Maybe you move up in the draft, you draft somebody, and he's your future. You're not expecting him to start right away.
Right. And then what is Rivera's long-term plan? Is he like, okay, I'm 5 years and done here.
Right.
It's funny. Like, I don't think I've heard him articulate that. Like he said at his opening press conference, look, I'm not very patient. I want to move now. He's talked a lot about how you build with character. But I don't, like, does he see the fifth year of his deal here as the end of his career? Or is he like, no, I'm pushed, like, we're building this for the next 10 years? I don't know the answer to that.
Oh, I don't think he's building it for 10 years. I think he's building it for the next couple years and try to win there. Like, I don't think he cares what the quarterback does in 8 or 9 years because he doesn't see himself here in 8 or 9 years.
And you know what? He had the health scare, so maybe his outlook has changed.
For sure. For sure. That's totally possible. Totally possible. It's just, we're going to be talking about this I think we probably all agree that it's unlikely they just get the, you know, universally accepted long-term solution this offseason. It's worth asking Ron, where do you see yourself in 3 or 4 years? Are you winding it up? Or are you still all in? And how does that affect what you do at that position? Because I think we all agree that what we saw from the defense last year was finally, you know, realizing its potential. It feels like a group on the rise and a group that could really, you know, be disruptive and win you some games and be a very consistent top 10, if not top 5, defense. How does that affect what you do at the position that is ultimately going to determine whether you are a deep playoff run type team?
All right, last thing. I know we got to go to break. You excited for baseball season? We're going to have a full season. The spring training started out on time, which is cool. I don't know about fans at opening day, but I expect to have some. You excited?
Oh, psyched. I mean, it just feels like, baseball is supposed to be played, 6 months, 162 games. And I do think that even if there's not fans at Nats Park on opening day, it just seems quite realistic that there's going to be some fans there at some point. That'll make a huge difference. I can't overstate when you talk to players last year, like, it was just kind of a drag to get through all the protocols and everything they had to go through to play the game and then show up. And it's like, you know, they're playing on Mars or something. There's just no atmosphere. It'll be so great to, like, get in the ballpark with a real product that's going to last the entirety of the summer and have some juice there with some fans. I think everybody will feel we might be on the path to normalcy.
All right, Barry.
Thank you,
always,
Barry.
Appreciate the time.
Appreciate it, guys. Buddy. All right, pal.
Barry Zwierluga from the Washington Post. Interesting take on Alex Smith. If you had to bet right now, will Alex Smith be on somebody's roster this year?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. 100%.
I'm not convinced.
Not as a starter, but I think as a backup, yes.
Oh, he's going to be on somebody's roster, 100%. He wants to play, and he wants to prove to everybody he can still play. Yep, he wants to prove to himself more than anything, I think.
I'm not convinced either.
Yeah. I think somebody will sign him.
Those fan bases are all going to be holding their nose. They're going to be like, why are we signing that guy?
Well, you sign him as a backup. You don't sign him as a starter. You sign him as a backup.
No, I get that. But, Cakes, a lot of teams have to rely on backups.
Understood.
During the course of the season.
And it's a matter of if he wants to continue
playing.
And
some teams have to rely on a backup in a playoff game. So you just have to ask yourself, all right, am I willing to go there with a guy who had a serious injury, who couldn't play at the end of the year, and only played 6 games, and he's 37?
I understand all that's up against him. I just think that his experience and the fact that he can mentor the young guys and help out that room, I think he'll be valuable to at least one team.
Oh, they're going to sign. Someone's going to sign him. 100%.
All right, coming up next, the Hershey Company announces a new addition to the Reese's lineup. Stay tuned.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. All year we are celebrating our 25th anniversary presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. We put out podcasts reminiscing on old bits every Thursday. Look for that at thefanbc.com.
That's right.
It's usually posted after the show on Thursdays.
I'll probably forget and sign off right after the show because I believe we're recording something today.
Yes.
But I'll probably forget.
So I mentioned the Hershey Company, and I was not aware. National Peanut Butter Day is coming up.
Oh, so good. Overrated day.
No, it was a great day.
Jelly greater than peanut butter.
I completely disagree on that take.
You're just crazy. Oh.
Peanut butter, 100 greater than signs, jelly.
Kind of with EB because EB and I are both sugarholics.
I'm a sweet guy.
Yeah, jelly just has more sugar.
Yeah.
It's a good combo, but look, I'm not sticking my celery sticks in jelly.
I'm not putting jelly
on crackers.
I'm not sticking celery into peanut butter either. You know what I stick in there?
You never put like raspberry
chocolate
preserves on crackers? Silly.
No. Never.
Peanut butter. Silly. Cheese and peanut butter.
No, but I think EB, you're right. Jelly goes perfect with toast.
Yeah, of course.
Wait, maybe a little butter.
With one of the most boring foods in the world.
Peanut butter doesn't go on toast?
It's not as good.
You can put peanut butter on toast, sure.
If you went to IHOP,
they don't offer you peanut butter.
A side of toast, it's going to come out with jelly.
No, for
and
never,
butter.
They've literally never asked you if you want peanut butter.
Butter is the one seed over jelly.
It's going to come out with butter. But generally, they're going to give you those little packs.
Yeah,
it's
always.
You know what I do with them?
Butter and jelly.
That's fine.
Throw them back in their face.
Let me know when there's a Reese's cup that comes out with chocolate and jelly.
Right. Okay, well, the reason why I wanted to bring up, because I mentioned the Reese's cup, and clearly cakes and Bish Bucks would be willing to throw down a little cash on
Team Peanut Butter.
In honor of National Peanut Butter Day, they're going to have a new product, which is the Reese's Ultimate Peanut Butter Lover's Cup.
Mm.
Here's the thing. It's not going to have chocolate. That's not a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup to me.
What's it going to have?
Just peanut butter.
So it's just going to be a cup of peanut butter.
Peanut butter and I guess maybe some nuts in there?
Not as interested.
I mean, it's hard to go against the Hershey Company. They have a really good track record.
I need to taste test it.
I do like the classic, the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. And if I don't have one around, and if I have a jar of peanut butter and just happen to have a Hershey bar, I will take the Hershey bar and I will dip it in the peanut butter. Not a jelly, peanut butter, and then stick it right into my gullet.
Well, it's the best it's the best combination out there.
Of course it is. Peanut butter and chocolate.
I go to a restaurant that has
mint chocolate better, greater than.
No way.
Mint chocolate, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mint.
We never agree on anything.
Never.
I just went mint on duty.
My go-to, we went on Saturday or Sunday. It was in Bowie. And we went to Anthony's. I don't know if you guys have ever been to Anthony's. It's a good little spot.
Where? In Bowie?
It's in Bowie in the old...
It's a good sub shop in OC.
Never even heard of it.
It's the old Free State Mall. It's kind of... It's not like a fancy Italian place. Like, you order there, but then you sit down, and then the waiter brings it out to you.
So, wait a second. Free State Mall even still exists?
Well, no, it's not. I don't think they call it Free State Mall. It's totally redone. That's got your spot. It's got TJ Maxx. It has... I don't even know if the bowling alley still is there, but it's totally redone. Right. Anyway, because I'm not a shopper, my wife and my mom wanted to go into TJ Maxx. See, EB would have gone inside
TJ Sillies.
Always going to TJ Maxx.
I said, you know what? I'm not stepping inside TJ Maxx.
Why wouldn't you?
Because my son and I went to Cold Stone instead, and I said, let us know when you're done with the shopping.
You're such a sweet
smart. We're going
for
ice cream, and I got the peanut butter cup perfection. That is the bomb diggity.
I'm sure it
is. But would you want peanut butter with just peanut butter? Like, they've eliminated the chocolate.
I mean, I'll taste it, but I'm not going to love it like I do Reese's Cups. It's my favorite candy.
Yeah,
not even
close. Peanut butter's way low on the list for me. I like a Reese's peanut butter cups. Does a Kit Kat have peanut butter?
It does not.
Mm-mm. No.
It has chocolate and a wafer in the middle.
Right.
Chocolate and wafer.
What about a Twix?
Twix has caramel and a cookie and chocolate covering it.
What about the people that call it Carmel?
That's drab. You're speaking to them. Drab t-shirt.
That's
Carmel.
That's a
Carmel.
Town in California.
Carmel. What is this, 2 weeks ago?
We've had this discussion 100 times.
Not Carmel. Carmel.
No, I think you're wrong on that.
Caramel.
It's caramel. I always have called it caramel.
Maybe in the Pacific Northwest they pronounce it that way.
Hey, I also saw this story I wanted to bring up to you guys who play golf. And Cakes might relate to it. He's not a golfer now, but you've played where there are gators, right?
Sure. Kiwa Island, loaded with alligators. Yes.
Yes.
So I saw the story, and immediately I saw the headline and thought that that's the route that it was going. It was about a golfer who they say that died on the course. Right, so I clicked on the story and I thought it was going to be about, you know, playing Kiwi, maybe Gator got him.
Gator, come on.
So a 74-year-old man was playing, and he was playing with his buddy, and then all of a sudden his friend couldn't find him, and they're playing early in the morning, 7:37 a.m. And according to investigators, the 74-year-old man teed off at hole number 3. The friend he was golfing with last saw him looking for his ball on the green.
Imagine.
And his cart was parked on the cart path. His putter was found lying on the ground near the water.
This is terrible.
No.
So they believe that he fell into the pond.
Yeah. What?
And died there.
He drowned?
Drowned.
So he didn't get eaten by an alligator in the pond.
So they didn't find his body? How did they not find the body?
They searched the nearby wooded area in the edge of the pond. Then
maybe
the
he
dive
just
team
out,
joined the
death.
Search. No, they found him submerged in the water near his putter.
Why are we laughing about his early demise?
Well, that's a terrible way to go. He was trying to fish out golf balls and donked off.
He
pulled a cake.
He saw some Pro V's in there. Look, to get
I'm very semi-retired from golf, but even I have learned at this age. I learned 10 years ago. That I'm no longer going into the woods and searching for balls. I'm not going to dig around in the water. I'm out of that game. Completely out of that game. There's critters. There's poison ivy. I'm out.
Did you have one of those goofy tools?
Yes, I used to. With the long arm and had a little, had the orange.
You don't want to get poison ivy.
Yeah. I used to have that in my bag, like a big loser.
Isn't that embarrassing?
Yes, that's why I got rid of it.
Of course it's embarrassing.
15 years ago.
But
I learned. I evolved.
If I stumble into an area like a mud pit and there's like a bunch of balls in there, I will scoop them out.
By the way, ED, here's my thought for you. Because I know you once got a car accident, almost killed like 2 old people, right?
Well, I mean, I rear-ended them pretty hard.
Right. But you still bounced out
there. They were pretty startled.
Because you needed to get to the golf course, right? You had to get around.
Yeah, I left the car and I told the cop to drive me to my tee time. I didn't want to miss my tee time.
So
did he do it?
Pretty concerned.
It was a woman. Yeah, she did.
Oh, she did.
So if you're playing with this donk, you're in the middle of a round, and all of a sudden he goes missing.
He donks off. He disappeared. I'm going to keep playing.
Missing.
Well, it depends.
It depends on how you're playing.
It depends on, yeah.
Well, you know, if you get a hole in one, it's not official unless you complete your round.
Right.
True. So if you get a hole in one on, like, say, the number 2.
Even if your partner dies,
And your partner dies, you got to finish out that round. for it to count.
Right.
So I mean, if he's already missing and he's in the well, you don't even know if he's in the pond. You have no idea what happened, right? You're playing. Yeah. You see his putter's down.
But his partner's probably old too, right? He might have forgot he had a partner.
Right.
Yeah, he might even. Well, I mean, might not even have known.
If his cart is there and his putter's lying on the green, he's not there. Don't you assume like he's either in the woods or he fell in the water?
Yeah, they said the woods. I mean, it's hard to picture it, but they said it was that the pond was right by the edge of the woods.
Right.
Yeah. So there were gators in the pond.
No. I don't think there are any gators. I'm saying that was my initial thought when I saw the headline. Then I clicked on the story. And it just was about a donk falling into the water.
By the way, aren't ponds generally super shallow? Like if you fall into the pond, are you going to drown? Like maybe if you're 74 and
maybe you get just like stuck in the mud or something.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I've
noticed. Another worry for you. Stay away from ponds.
Cakes, when you're 74, jump in a pond and see how easy it is to get out.
I think I'll be silly. I think I'll be able to.
Golf shoes and
I think
everything.
I can dog paddle until the authorities.
Not if you have a heart attack while you're doing it.
It's true. I didn't think about the heart attack portion.
Yeah, I don't want to. Yeah.
I slept on that.
You'd be better if you had like 10 o'clock tee time and the course was shut down.
Yeah, because they're looking for the dead guy.
Fishing the guy's body out of the pond.
Hey, Valdez, my buddy just sent me a text and said you only have to complete 13 holes for that hole-in-one to be official.
Oh, really? So, like, if it's a storm hits or something.
It's kind of like a baseball game, right?
Yeah. Ooh, who knew that, Valdez? You learn something every day.
Oh, you always had to complete the full round.
You're still chasing
13 holes.
Still chasing the Pete Medhurst dream.
Yeah. Didn't Pete hit like a worm burner one, though?
We got to get out of here. Be Mitch and Finley. They're up.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.